Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir, for that good song. It's wonderful to have Christ in your heart. Then whatever happens, you know you'll be all right. Bible Clubbers, do you think it's fun to chase shadows? Did you ever try to chase your own shadow? Oh, you say, Aunt Carolyn, anybody would know not to do that. You can't catch it. No, it's something like a little puppy trying to chase his own tail. He just can't catch it, can he? Robert Louis Stevenson one time wrote a poem about his shadow, and he said, I have a little shadow. It goes in and out with me, and what can be the use of it is more than I can see. But I guess every boy or girl has tried to catch his shadow one time or another. I don't know whether you've ever done something so foolish or not, but the shadow always keeps moving somehow. Every time you move, it moves, and so you never can catch it. But did you know if you happen to race with your face to the sun and look over your shoulder, you'll see your shadow following behind you, and it'll keep behind you all the way. You won't lose it as long as you're facing the sun. And did you know that's the same way it is with the Son of Righteousness, the Lord Jesus Christ? When we have the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart, He gives us peace and joy and satisfaction. And that joy and satisfaction will go with you and stay with you and won't leave you as long as you keep your face toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And so, Bible Clubbers, this week, stay close to the Lord Jesus Christ in His word and His prayer so that you can have the light of His righteousness shining on you and you'll have His presence and joy with you wherever you go. And now, here's the choir again. sounded muffled, but there was no question it was a cry of terror. Dad stopped in his tracks and looked around, but he couldn't see anyone. He was puzzled. Then he heard it again. Help! Dad's alarmed eyes searched the whole area. Out here in the wide open ranch country, there were no trees or hardly anything to break the view. Nothing but pasture and sage for miles. But what was wrong? He knew that voice. It was his son calling, but he couldn't see him anywhere. He called, "Randy! Randy, where are you? Dad! Dad! Help me!" There was no boy in sight, but as Dad turned the direction of the frantic call, his eyes fell on the sight of the new well. Oh, no! The cover was off. Terror struck his heart. There was no doubt now where the voice was coming from. Somehow, Randy had fallen in the well. They had just finished digging the new well near the bunkhouse so there would be more water for the cowhands living there. They had covered the well with heavy boards until they had time to get it topped off permanently. How, oh how, had the boy fallen in? There was no time for questions. Dad had to hurry to the rescue. "I'm coming, son!" And he began to tear away the boards. Now he was looking down into the darkness of the deep well. In the dim light he could see the figure of the little boy on a small board halfway down. The dark, cold water was below. "Here I am, son! Hold on to that pipe beside you! We'll get you out! Don't be afraid! Just hold on to that pipe!" Frantically, Dad tried to think what to do. Things raced through his mind. He had to have a long rope, but he didn't have one handy. Just then, he heard hoofbeats coming. It was three cowboys headed for the other pasture. Cowboys, with lariats coiled on their saddle horns. Dad waved his big cowboy hat at them, motioning them toward the well. "Come quick," he called. "Randy's fallen into the well." The startled cowboys wheeled their horses around on a dime and soon were beside him down at the well. "We're letting a rope down, son. We'll soon have you out. Just hold tight to the pipe. Do you hear me?"
"Yes, sir. I hear,"
came the muffled reply.
"Oh, okay."
"There, it's coming. The rope's coming down."
"But I can't reach it. I can't reach it."
"You can soon. Just hold tight till it gets to you." There was a long pause. Now, grab hold."
I have it."
And the child's fearful voice came back. "Good. Put your head and shoulders through the loop. And hang on to the pipe so you won't slip." The men waited silently as the little boy struggled to get the loop of the lariat rope around his body without letting go of the pipe. Dad called again. "Have you got the rope around you yet?" "Hang on to the pipe, but put the rope around you carefully."
"Almost. Yes. Now it's okay."
Slowly, carefully, the cowboys pulled the rope up. Slowly, slowly, up the boy came. At last, eager hands got a hold of him and set him out on solid ground. Wet and muddy, cold and shivering with fright, but safe, safe at last. A whoop of relief and joy went up from every cowhand, and one muttered, "Huh! That's the muddiest maverick I ever roped." And all the cowboys laughed. Even Randy laughed at that. "It's a mighty good thing you did what your dad told you, young feller." Oh, Dad's voice was full of relief and gratitude. Thank the Lord for sparing Randy's life. Thank the Lord that Randy obeyed me. You know, before we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we're just like that boy in the well. Boys and girls, we're trapped by sin, and there's nothing we can do to save ourselves. Randy listened and trusted and obeyed his father, so he was saved. What might have been a tragedy became a story with a happy ending because Randy obeyed his father's voice. Say, why don't you obey God's instructions in the same way? God's word tells you that you're a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He also says that the wages of sin is death, and those that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. But he also says that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried and rose again, and that if you turn from your sin and receive Christ, trust Christ as your Savior, you will be saved. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. That's the truth. God cannot lie. You can be saved today. You can be saved from the devil's trap of sin and destruction and have everlasting life. You can be sure of heaven. Won't you receive Christ today? If you will, why don't you just bow your head there by the radio and pray from your heart, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner and I can't save myself, but I believe that you died for me. Please forgive my sin and come into my heart and save me. For Jesus' sake, amen. And if you pray that prayer in faith from your heart and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll receive you as his child. You know, it's wonderful to be saved and be a Christian. And if you prayed that prayer and trusted Jesus as your Savior today, won't you write to me so that I can rejoice with you and also send you some helps? Write to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you this week. And now, until next week at the same time and our Bible Club meeting on this same station, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.